The stretch of summer-like weather in early autumn is over, and our weather is finally feeling a little more like we would expect for this time of year. We had a cold front come through last night, and the humidity drop-off was quite dramatic. So we went from a very humid day yesterday to a day today with very low levels of humidity. And just to put it in perspective, at Hartford or Bradley Airport in northern Connecticut, the dew point dropped from 71 to 57 to 49 in just 2 hours earlier today as that front came through. So the humidity went from oppressive at a tropical level to a refreshing level in a very short amount of time. The cooler air is following, and we're feeling that cooler air across the area today. It's certainly not as hot as it was yesterday, but it's still quite pleasant, and for most of us, temperatures are still running near or above seasonable levels. Moving into tonight, the gusty breezes that we're feeling will go away. Skies will become mostly clear in areas that are fairly gray this afternoon. It will be on the cool side as temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s. So if you have the windows open this afternoon to let some of that fresh air come in, you may want to consider closing them before you go to bed. Look out for a few areas of locally dense fog late tonight into tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll have some fog in the morning. Otherwise, we'll see sunshine to start off the day. It'll be on the cool side heading out the door. And as the day moves along, clouds will increase from the west as our next disturbance draws closer. We may see a shower sneak in, especially west of Albany late tomorrow afternoon. But for most of us, the rain will hold off until after dark. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side, running generally in the 50s and lower 60s. And then as we move into the weekend, we'll have that disturbance still nearby on Saturday, so clouds will linger. Some showers are possible, especially through the first part of the day. It should turn brighter Saturday afternoon, especially northwest of Albany. It looks to be rather cool, though, with highs only in the 50s to near 60. And then we'll see those temperatures bounce back into the 60s on Sunday with bright sunshine. So it's a seasonable day and definitely the pick of the weekend. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, high 56 to 62. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, areas of fog, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, chance of a late shower, high 56 to 62. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and cool with areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and afternoon clouds, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, areas of fog, low 40 to 45. And for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and afternoon clouds, chance of a late-day shower, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Saturday, morning clouds with a chance of showers, turning brighter, but cool, with highs in the 50s to near 60. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 60s. For WAMC, meteorologist Garrett Argianis.